Hello, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to stop and listen to God together. First, let's listen to the Bible. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 9 to 11. But you, lazy bones, how long will you sleep? When will you wake up? A little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, then poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. Laziness is the subject of many fridge magnets. I'm not lazy. I'm on power-saving mode, caught my eye. And I always say morning instead of good morning, because if it was a good morning, I'd be asleep. Laziness is seen as a very amusing and even desirable way of life. The writer of the Proverbs strongly disagrees and points to the example of ants who are constantly industrious. Learn from their ways and be wise, he writes. At the heart of his concern is that lazy people run the risk of poverty and expose themselves and their family to risk. The Apostle Paul also has some very harsh things to say about laziness. In his second letter to the Thessalonians, he warns the church to stay away from any Christian who lives in idleness and doesn't follow the tradition of hard work we gave you. He'd always worked very hard whilst he was with them, and he is presumably referring to the fact that alongside his ministry, he maintained his tent-making business. He said that he could have asked them for their support, but decided not to do so, so that he wasn't a burden on them, and then concluded with the rule, whoever does not work should not eat. Work hard at whatever he has called us to do. For many of us, that will be in the sphere of our paid work. For most people, that will not be specifically Christian or church work, but the way in which we do the work will reveal our love for God. And all of us have the opportunity of working for God through using our abilities and spiritual gifts to encourage the people around us and to build the church to which we belong. Laziness is the exact opposite of the life that God wants us to live. Let me pray with you. Lord God, help us to work for you with commitment and enthusiasm. Amen. Thanks for listening, and may God bless you. I hope you'll have a great day. And will you join me for more Be Still and Know every day here on Premier Radio.